This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I'm Frankie Boyer. You know, when we talk about cannabis, we used to say, decades ago, because we were not informed, it was the gateway drug. It was a gateway drug. It was reefer madness that caused a disruption. And here we are today, decades later, trying to educate people about the wonderful benefits of cannabis. And there are many miracles, medical miracles, and we all know that. But the question always looms, because I know personally addicts that are addicted to cannabis. They cannot go a day without it. They cannot go hours without it. And in their world, they think it's perfectly fine and healthy because it's a plant. There is this fine line. When does the food you eat become the addiction that kills you? So my question to our first guest, who is an MD, who understands all of this because he has been educated in both Western and Eastern medicine. He is the son of an Austrian father and a Chinese mother. Dr. Jia Gottlieb is with us. The Pleasure Book is available right now. It just newly came out, and he is with us today, and we're so excited to have someone who understands family medicine, understands cannabinoid medicine, understands East meeting West. And doctor, it is such a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Frank.
So my beginning is a very realistic story, because I truly believe that we can be addicted to anything.
Right.
I see a society of young kids that have been so addicted to their phones and handheld devices all during this pandemic. I see people that became addicted to their wine. We have seen people who went back into their from recovery back into addiction during this time. It's a funny thing, addiction, and it knows no boundaries. It knows no race, color, gender. It's an equal opportunity problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that a big part of the problem is we're so confused about the whole issue of addiction and drugs. As you said, anything can become an addiction. So where is it that we cross the line from healthy relationships to an activity, whether that's cannabis, wine, or coffee, for example, and where it then becomes an addiction? And I think that line is easily found, that you don't have to read anything profound. You know when you cross that line, because addiction is where you begin to lose freedom of choice. Addiction is where something starts to become compulsive. And when we lose freedom, We lose pleasure. That's an important concept. That the ultimate pleasure is having a good life. And a good life is a life that is characterized by freedom and a sense of ease. And when we lose that quality of freedom, we're stuck in some kind of addiction. It could be to running. It could be to your iPhone. It could be to your girlfriend or boyfriend.
So let's talk about this miraculous plant, because for the most part, I think it does more good than it does harm, or I wouldn't be comfortable doing this show. I really believe that to be true, Doctor.
Right. I agree.
So where do we, you know, I used to, years ago, I was once an alcoholism counselor, and we used to have the expression, when your drinking stops becoming social, it becomes a problem. And someone said, well, how do you know that? And they and the answer was, well, when you start controlling your drinking has already controlled you. Is it the same for the world of cannabis?
I, as I said a moment ago, I think it's the same for the entire world, including cannabis. This quality of having free choice as opposed to being caught in a compulsion, what we call a habit or a habit-forming situation. And so that's a very fine line. But I think if you draw that line, then things become really clear. And you might say, yeah, well, I am a bit addicted to my coffee. I am a bit addicted to my wine. But at least calling a spade, getting to the truth and not entertaining living in illusion, then it's like, okay, yeah, if I'm addicted, is that something I want to be? To anything, including cannabis. So cannabis is an amazing medicine. It is an amazing plant. And it has co-evolved with us in terms of our nervous system and the endocannabinoid system. But anything can be abused. And I'm sorry to say that in my practice of cannabis medicine in Boulder, Colorado, I saw firsthand a lot of abuse, and sadly was mostly in young people.
Yes, yes. You know, there's a wonderful segment that we've been doing with a child that has born with cerebral palsy. And she's not communicative, and she has seizures. And so CBD in the form of it's Ruby Bees is the company, and CBD was a game changer for this child, a true game changer.
Absolutely.
It allowed her brain to change automatically. Now, I know anecdotally there has been some studies done where CBD might be an effective tool. And once again, I always stress for those that are new to the program that CBD is the non-high version of the plant. You will never get high from CBD. You will never get high from it. It has nothing in it to get you high. And so my question to you, Doctor, is that can we use this CBD to be a neutralizer, to give the brain a signal saying, I don't want to be addicted to that anymore, whatever the substance might be?
Yeah, I think you're touching on a general principle. You know, many people who are drawn to cannabis are drawn to it because of its natural plant-based qualities. And when you work with nature, you're always much safer. So nature is a multifaceted. You don't find in nature a pure THC plant or a pure, get close to a CBD plant. Nature takes a full balance. And so when you go into concentrate, that's where things
it's different, yeah.
Weird.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. This is so fascinating. This book talks about the the pleasure book. And Dr. Ja Gottlieb is with us, MD. Give us the website as we take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. Fascinating conversation about how our brain is wired and what we can do about it. It's fascinating. Stay tuned. Doctor, what's the best website?
DrJaMD.com, which is DrJiaMD.com.
We will be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. There's a lot more right here.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And we welcome back the son of an Austrian father, Chinese mother. So what a fabulous combination. Your father schooled you in logic, your mother schooled you in intuition. I love the combination, and it led you to have a very fascinating journey and career from Japan to China to India, mainstream medicine, and you established the Steel Mountain Clinic, where you directed medicine for over 25 years. You hold black belts in karate. You have been a lifelong student of yoga and Zen meditation. And the new book that you wrote is about pleasure. It's called The Pleasure Book. Welcome back, Dr. Jar Gottlieb. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. So we were talking about CBD possibly being the instrument, taking it out of its context for just a moment, that could possibly be a change maker. People suffering from opioid addiction.
Yeah.
People that are smoking much too much weed and want to get off it. I know, and as I said earlier, anecdotally, there have been some fabulous studies done right in your area in Boulder talking about young kids who are addicted to smoking and who are able to get off that daily habit several times a day using CBD. So, you know, when people want to throw it all out of the window, we have to stop and say, wait a minute, there's still something really critical about our endocannabinoid system. We talk a lot about that on this show, and that mine may be more depleted than yours. And so there is that fine balance, though, Doctor, of what makes us addicted.
I think we live in an addictive society, and everything we do, the basic mantra is more is better. More of everything. As a result, we're perpetually discontent because we always want more. And the whole economy runs on that. So what I see happening in the cannabis world is that there's a hard sell to get people to take more and more concentrated forms of cannabis. And because it makes money. And because people do get addicted and dependent. And they will be great consumers, hundreds of dollars every month to maintain their habit. And because of that, the marketing, the advertising is focused in on, well, let's get people taking more concentrate. And the more they take, the more habituated they become, the more tolerant they become. So they need to up the dose. Well, that's a terrific business model. It's just unfortunate that it's not a good model for health and healthy living.
So your answer would be what? If you're listening to this and you think you have someone in your life that's using too much cannabis, and I'm not talking about medical use right now. We're not talking about that
right.
form of cannabis, because that's total. That's a yes. We're talking about recreational.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend?
I recommend really honesty, which is the hardest thing to get to, clarity. particularly for a person who is addicted to anything. They go, oh, no, it's not a problem for me. I could stop any time. Well, then, yes, stop and let your receptors refresh themselves. And then go back and ask yourself, why am I doing this? And the actual answer is because I want to feel good. Getting high or getting baked is an idea of feeling good. But if you look at it carefully, you may realize that getting extremely high is actually not that pleasurable because you become incapacitated in various ways. Your nervous system becomes less sensitive, and it requires a sensitive nervous system to enjoy pleasure. So taking less actually can become more.
Yes. I also think that for people that are taking too much CBD and they're trying to chase something, which will never happen with CBD, you don't ever get high, but that zoned out or that chilled out feeling, just the opposite happens as well. So it's very interesting, the chemistry, when you're using different forms of cannabis and all of its different forms.
Right. It's unfortunately, most of the recreational crowd is not in it for the incredible benefits of CBD. Medically, CBD is far superior to THC as far as its number of positive medical applications. But people who are going into the recreational side, they're into something else, which is about shifting their consciousness. And the faster they shift their consciousness, yes, the bigger the effect, but the quality of pleasure goes down. And you can see this very clearly in the uncoupling of wanting and liking. Wanting is a desire to experience something enjoyable. So, yes, I want to feel good. But that wanting, that desire center is in the reptilian brain, the primitive part of the brain. And what happens when we become addicted is the desire center and the pleasure center, which is in the mammalian part of the brain, uncouple. And then we have this situation where I have a lot of desire for something, but I am enjoying it less. When that happens, you're in a vicious cycle where I want something, but I'm not enjoying it, and I can't stop wanting it. That is a
yes.
situation of addiction. So you miss yes. out on
okay.
the very pleasure that you initially were drawn to.
And
it costs you a lot of money. And it eventually can mess with your life.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This has been wonderful. Not enough time. I will definitely, we will definitely plan to have you back again, Doctor, because this is just such tremendous information. The book is available, and you really get into what pleasure is in this book, and it's a fascinating read. Thank you so much, Doctor. And
yes,
it
and,
is...
And
we've got to run. What's the website, real quick?
DrJiaMD.com. DrJiaMD.com.
Doc.com. Thank you so much, Doctor. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so fascinating today. Oh, my gosh. So we just heard Dr. Gottlieb talk about the addiction nature and that CBD could be the star of the show, that anecdotally and in many studies being looked at right now, CBD could be the answer. Well, joining us is someone who is so passionate about the cannabinoid system, the endocannabinoid system, that he actually wrote a book. He co-authored a book, and he also wants to educate us that there is hope. There is hope, and CBD, yes, it might be the answer for you. We welcome the co-author, former trial lawyer turned wellness advocate, Don McLaughlin. The book is called Implants, Performance, and the Endocannabinoid System, 21st Century Sports Medicine. And Don, what a journey. What a journey you have been on. Stress was such a major part of your story and the rebirth of who you are today. And let's go back some years and share with everyone a little bit about your story, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, yes, Frankie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, I think back to, you know, 2001, 2002, and, you know, at the time I was in the midst of climbing sort of the fast track to law firm partnership, working on very challenging legal cases, and it turns out I was in the earliest days of the Enron Arthur Andersen legal fiasco, and that ultimately led to me serving as a corporate lawyer inside a corporation that was involved in business deals with Enron and Arthur Andersen, and it led to, you know, front page news about these cases. And as a lawyer inside this company, at the time, Quest Communications, based in Denver, yeah, it was, you know, seemingly 24/7, you know, extremely high stress, and it took its toll on me, you know, over months and then honestly years. That's how some of these legal cases go. They go on for years. And in the midst of that period, I founded my own technology and services firm, really focused on the work that I was involved in, investigations with a criminal nature and electronic data. And, you know, it led to me being prescribed antidepressants, you know, having a very difficult time sleeping and, you know, misusing alcohol. And, you know, 5 years later, I found myself in a very difficult spot, really my lowest in life. And I knew that something had to change fundamentally because I was on, I was on a crash course with disaster the way it had all accumulated. So that's kind of the, you know, the backstory. And when I hit this lowest moment, I just committed to turn over every stone to figure out a better way to manage this, you know, sort of chronic stress and at times debilitating anxiety, periods of depression, for which the antidepressants helped me. I want to be very clear on that in my hardest moments. But they also turned into something that I just seemingly couldn't get off of. I wanted to get off of them because of just, you know, bizarre side effects that just I wanted to make a change. I had to. I absolutely had to. And in the midst of my researching, you know, changing my diet, you know, how to address my misuse of alcohol, I you know, searched high and low, read articles here, there, and everywhere, and I came across an article in the Denver Post in early 2013 that talked about this thing called hemp that had these reported therapeutic and medicinal properties, particularly around stress and anxiety, and I was floored because the article talked about how it was non-psychoactive, and legal and seemingly non-habit forming. And this was a complete shock to me, Frankie, because I started my legal career as an assistant DA prosecuting cannabis crimes, and I had no one had ever told me anything about hemp. The only thing I knew about cannabis was marijuana, right? The crimes for which I had been prosecuting people. So
bizarre, and there's a big distinction. Yeah. There's a huge distinction between the two properties. Huge.
That's right. It's like there are varieties of tomatoes, right? That's exactly what the difference between the cannabis plant, which has these two derivatives, right? Marijuana and hemp. And hemp has, you know, been long cultivated around the world and heavily in the U.S. prior to World War II. And then even during the war, the government really wanted farmers to grow hemp. But its medicinal properties have only come to light, honestly, you know, since the late 80s, early 90s, when science and medicine discovered this thing called the endocannabinoid system, which, as it turns out, is one of the oldest systems in the body, and it consists of these receptors throughout the brain and the body tied to major physiological functions. And what these receptors do is they help the body move back into balance. And so for me, it was an incredible discovery personally, because I all of a sudden now learned about something that was natural, non-psychoactive, non-habit-forming, that, again, reportedly helped with stress. So I started taking it. And, you know, I'm in Colorado. This is the time of around legalization in Colorado of cannabis generally. And what I discovered within a relatively short period of time is that, you know, my stress, my anxiety just seemed to be more manageable. And also, I started to sleep more deeply, which had been a huge problem, as I mentioned. I'd wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and not be able to get back to sleep. And, you know, that you just can't function like that. And so... I knew something was there that held great promise, and that set me on a journey to dig deeper and deeper. Because, you know, I mean, I talked to the doctor that had been prescribing me the antidepressants, and she wasn't able to really give me any guidance, and so I was left to, you know, search on the internet and find out what studies were out there, and that's what led ultimately to Doug Brown and I writing the book, which I'm honored to say it's become an Amazon bestseller, and I think it's a reflection in part that we just need more education in this area, because there's been such a stigma around cannabis, and yet there's so much science that's emerging about the promise it holds for, you know, the very conditions that I was struggling with.
I'm loving the honesty, the crispness of your story, and I think that so many people are sitting, listening to this and saying, yeah, I can relate. I'm stressed out of my mind. This pandemic alone, this year alone has been quite the year for so many. And so for people to hear a real life person go from the pits of hell and come out of it on the other end, not only come out of it on the other end, but form a company, write a book, and become a totally different person. And the way that you are running and the work that you're doing and helping others is just extraordinary. So the book is available, and where can people pick up Plants Performance and the Endocannabinoid System?
Amazon. Amazon is the best place to get the book, Frankie. Yeah.
And you've created a product to accompany your own CBD line?
Yeah. So, you know, I described I was in that corporate world, and when I just experienced this transformation, you know, I weaned myself off of antidepressants.
Oh, we've got to run. Give us the website for that real quick. The website is?
Sure. LivePurePower.com. LivePurePower.com.
Live Pure Power. You'll find everything there. Thank you so much, Dawn. Please come back anytime. And we will be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And you can understand why I love this show so much. It's so diverse and the scope and breadth of what we talk about. And I'm not afraid to take on stories that many others do not want to talk about. And one of them was a story that we covered last week. The FDA recent report showed that 50% of all CBD products tested also contain THC. Now, we just have been talking about THC gets you high. CBD will never get you high. So how did this line cross, and what do we do about it as an industry? And joining us today is a company that has been involved in technology in this industry, leading the way. And Howard Lee is joining us today. He is the CEO of Source, S-O-R-S-E. And Howard, what an amazing story. 50% of all CBD products tested contain THC. So as a company, how were you feeling when you heard this story?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for inviting me. So it's just a problem in the industry, right? If you use it, well, let me put a little blame on the FDA, and the FDA might not like what I say. But there's a difference between selling hemp extract CBD and isolate CBD. If it's isolate CBD, it's 100% assured you're not going to get any THC in it. With the hemp extract,
right,
there might be, with lack of testing, with other things that happen, you may get some THC that's really low level, but that's the problem with using hemp extract versus isolate. So, you know, and the FDA doesn't, you know, there's so much gray area. People are going toward hemp extract because that's more legal than isolate, maybe. So I'm being too technical, but it is a hard problem to solve, and we're one of the people who solved it. So I'm a software tech guy, but also, you know, my past history includes being a senior vice president at the Disney Company of all places, right? And 5 years ago, we wanted to, well, let's put it this way. Someone asked me a favor. I was going to take a year off, and he said he needed some help. And the funny craziness was I literally fell out of my chair when this gentleman said I basically won the lottery for a cannabis license, and they had been working on it for a year or so, and they weren't getting anywhere. And he says, no, I just need a guy who can help put together the right pieces. And I said, no, come on, I'm going to take a year off. But what really intrigued me was a couple things about the cannabis business. Obviously, it's a huge, you know, 5 years ago, we never knew it was going to be this big, but it was going to be big. And it just felt so exciting, right? You know, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that you can affect a lot of change, a lot of good change.
Yes, yes.
And then...
No,
and
Howard,
then on top
this
of it,
this is so exciting. This is such an exciting industry. I mean, it's a wonderful industry where hemp can clean the water and clean the soil, that it's sustainable, that it should be used as a fabric, that it's medical marijuana is changing people's lives and how they deal with their sicknesses. Environmentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, this has the ability to be a game changer. You know that and I know that. And people are slow to the plate to understand that this is the home run, everybody. This is it. Bases are loaded. You're up at bat. And this industry is going to give you the grand slam. And if you understood how it will help communities, you would change your mindset about this industry if you had those deleterious thoughts about the industry.
Yeah. And on top of it, you know, there's a whole social justice problem that we have to deal with, right? There's,
oh, absolutely, you know, Howard. Absolutely. Yes.
We won't go into there now, but here's the thing about our technology. When 5 years ago, we realized there's two things that had to happen that were completely, actually three things. The first one is you have to find a way to do near-perfect dosing. Now, there's drug technology, you know, the drug-making technology that does that and does it well. And then the second part, though, is they don't really think about making it taste great. And so how do you combine food technology that makes things taste great with perfect dosing? And literally 4 years ago, ran into, quite frankly, a genius. His name is Scott Riffler. Scott helped put together this, what we call in the industry, an emulsion that works, you know, in both ways, makes it near perfect dosing, and makes it taste great. And the way that we do it is with a magic ingredient. We're not going to tell you what it is, but with also, it's all organic and all natural, and it also has the ability to create a stable platform for us to do various different flavors. So today, Source Power is the number one cannabis drink in the industry. And the number two cannabis drink in the industry, the one's called Major, the other one's called Can. And we also power probably the five top CBD drinks in the industry, Mad Tasty, Vibe, Approach, Center, Zentopia, just a few of the brands that we power today. And, you know, taking into account perfect dosing, great flavor profiles, or being able to add the flavors that you want without, you know, horrible amounts of sugar, and being able to make it also shelf-stable are kind of the trifecta that you have to be able to do. A lot of companies can do one, they can't do the other two. Some companies can be able to do great-tasting products, but can't create a stability platform and those kind of things.
Lee, we are almost out of time. This was a tease. Can you come back and we can talk more about the future of the industry, where you see us going after the pandemic, and will we be going into the roaring 20s is my first question when you come back on, okay?
Yep, sounds great.
Okay, and give us the website.
Yeah, you
can find the website.
www.source.com.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks so much, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. This is Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
That's the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
You. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.